Hawks has a chance. Now Nikarima. Comes to Ben Hunt. He puts the foot down. He's got some toe. Too much toe. They're running and gunning and scoring at will. Ben Hunt. He has a hat trick.
Makes pretty good fill-in hooker, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Ben Hunt started off the bench.
Skills.
Sam Thaiday starting as the starting hooker and Hunt coming off the bench and making his impact against a pathetic Gold Coast Titans. I don't think that's too harsh a word. Joining us online is Kevy Walters. G'day, Kev.
Good morning, TK. Morning, Berkey. How are you?
Yeah. We are well. We are well. What about your take? Let's start on, what are we starting Thursday night? Parramatta. Oh. In the wet down in Sydney, Canterbury looked like they introduced themselves for the first time before that game. It was horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't good viewing either, was it? It was very poor from the Bulldogs. I'm not sure what's happening there. I mean, I know there's going to be some turnover of players next year, which would be good for Coach Des Hasler. He probably needs to start again with everything that they're doing because it's not sort of making any market at the moment on too much. So, yeah, disappointing for all.
Dizzy.
We're used to seeing the Bulldogs in finals and playing, deep into September, but unfortunately this year that won't be the case.
Mate, you're in the coaching role these days. There's pressure on coaches the whole time. Does Desi stay? There's calls for him to go. There's just unrest around Canterbury per se.
Yeah, look, I'm a big advocate for the coaches, obviously. I think he needs to stay there. That's the first thing. I think he can turn it around. Des has got a magnificent history with rugby league and getting teams, into finals and all sorts of things. So, I think the Bulldogs board are certainly aware of all of that as well. I mean, they played in the grand final just a couple of years ago. So
yeah.
I think he can turn it around. I think it just needs a couple of fresh players in there, which he's trying to do. And, they'll get things rolling next year. But as far as this year is concerned, well, it's a bit of a wipeout now. Yeah.
See, I don't think Kieran Foran and Aaron Woods can turn things around with all the problems the Bulldogs have got.
Well, that remains to be seen, of course. But I think I believe they can, TK. I think they can hold a new attitude there with the Bulldogs. And next year, this year has been a wipe for them. It just hasn't been right from day one. They've had certain injuries throughout the season as well and a little bit of unrest amongst players. So, but they're addressing that. And I think Des can get him out of it. I mean, you've got to back him. He's been such a successful coach. And you'd be silly to think that he can't turn things around, next year with a fresh start. Well, that's my opinion. That's what I'm thinking.
Here's one for you. If you're supposed to be challenging for the premiership and the second best team in the comp, I'm talking about the Roosters, and you lead by 18 points to 4, and you give up, 34 unanswered points, can you still win the premiership?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, that's a bit crazy as well. But we saw their second half last week. I know we're going back in time a bit again, but against the Cowboys was probably one of the best halves of football we've seen. So maybe they got a little bit complacent, yesterday with different things. But I expect, the Roosters to be there challenging the Melbourne Storm, who are the clear favourites of the competition as well. I think the next few weeks there'll be a little bit of jostling for places, but I expect the Roosters to finish in the top four and really challenge at the end. They've got the roster there, that's no doubt. They just got to get their minds a little bit more settled, on what they can do. Certainly Manly as well. They're a good side, the Seagulls. I mean, I expect them to be challenging as well and for them to come back the way they did. I see DCE was in the thick of everything that they did yesterday in the comeback. So, yeah, it was well done to Manly, more so than the Roosters, not being able to stop them.
I suppose the concerning part is the inconsistencies, isn't it?
That's right.
Trent Robinson says after the games, we were weak. Manly... we're staring down the barrel of another massive loss. How do the coaches overcome these coming up to finals time, Kevy? Because it's getting quite tight in that, the top takeaway from Melbourne Storm, who have put a little buffer on, it's tight in the rest of the clubs.
Yeah, it is very tight, and that's a good thing, I suppose. Jostling, it's very important to try and get yourself into that top four. I don't think a team can win outside of the top four, so... teams like Manly and the Roosters, obviously Brisbane, have terrific performance from them on Saturday afternoon, all jostling to try and get into that top four. Once you get into there, I think you can do anything. A little bit of confidence, a little bit of self-belief from within the playing group and the coaching staff as well. And anything can happen once that goes about. But we're seeing some inconsistencies with some of the teams. Maybe I'm not sure why that is, to be honest. But we don't normally see that this time of the year. But we've seen a lot of teams up and down. Even Brisbane, you know, their performance last week against Parramatta to this week against the Titans was something else. So teams can turn it around. It's just a matter of getting your mind right and your head right, you know, on that given Sunday or Saturday night, whichever night they're playing.
Well, are the Sharks gone?
No, I don't believe they're gone either.
Oh, geez, you've got a big grand final day, Kevin. You've got everybody in there, buddy.
There's about eight teams playing on grand final day. Don't worry about that, TK. But look, it'll be a brave person to wipe the Sharks out.
I agree.
I mean, I know it's tough after a premiership year, and that's what they're facing. Every week, you know, the opposition come up and they want to beat the Premier. So that's what they've found this year, the Sharks. But I think once James Maloney gets back into that side, they're a different team. It's something about Jimmy that he just knows how to get them across the line. And he wasn't there on the weekend, obviously. And I think they copped up. Jack Bird's been injured as well.
Yes.
And they're facing the Broncos this week. What a matchup that will be on Friday night for those two teams. They're jostling for a top four spot. They both need to win. So that'll be a cracker of a game, that one.
Well, we just keep asking questions. Let's throw a top eight. Let's go throw in a top nine. Canberra, are they still a chance to try and sneak somewhere?
Of course they are, Berkey. The Raiders are on the charge.
How big's your top eight?
It's the top nine. I had my brother Stephen over here last night. We had some caught up with all the brothers, and he had his Raiders jersey on, the Canberra Milk from the late 90s.
From the old days. Outstanding.
From the old days. Yeah, look, I think, and I agree with what Ricky Stewart said, they've got to learn to play hard, the Raiders. Obviously, they all can't make it, but I think that the Dragons are battling to hang on. I think either the Raiders or the Panthers will go past them. Of course, those two clubs are going to play each other in the next month. So whoever wins that game, I think, will secure that elusive eighth spot. We can't have a top nine, Kevy. You've got to stick with eight. There you go.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Kevy Walters. Back-to-back, Queensland successful Origin coach. Kevy, I understand that you're at the very pointy end now of the coaching stratosphere, and I'm just a battler. But you know what the weekend proved to me was, if you hang on to the ball, you run hard, tackle hard, you win.
Well, that was my final instructions to the Maroons in game three.
Yeah, that's
TK.
Right.
So here's the other one. Why do you blokes overcomplicate it so much? Well, the performances you see on the weekend, they were just blokes knuckling down and having a red hot dig.
Well, that's the beauty of Craig Bellamy. I think he's the best coach, you know, at the moment. Certainly his record speaks for that. And volumes of it in the NRL. Very simple game plan. What they do, the Storm, everyone knows what they're about. They know what you're coming up against when you play the Storm, but they just keep getting the job done each week. Rugby league, like all sports and life, the simpler you keep it, the better it is for players to understand how you go about things. And the old task that Dad used to tell me many years ago, if you run hard and you tackle hard, you're going to put yourself in a good position to do well. I remembered running hard, but the tackling side of it was probably not my forte.
Well, it's overrated, that tackling.
Exactly,
yeah,
right.
Let someone else do that.
There's 12 other blokes that do that. Exactly right. Kevy, you talk about running hard, tackling hard. Broncos were they on fire, or were the Titans just horrible?
Well, I think a bit of both. Ben Hunt was clearly in pretty good form from dummy half. Sam Thaiday starting the game at hooker, which was a bit of a shock to a lot of people, and myself included. But I think they got the job done there. And then when Hunt came on, he just opened up the game. And they're a team, if they can hold on to the ball, the Broncos, they've got some little speedy, quick men, you know, around that ruck area that could cause a lot of problems to some teams. You know, the Titans are sitting in 13th or 14th position, whenever they are. So they're a little bit down the ladder. This will be a big test from this week against the Sharks, who are a top four side, or certainly a top six side. So we'll see how that experiment goes this week. That'll be a good indication for the Broncos of, you know, where they're at, and certainly for the Sharks as well. They need to get their season, you know, back on track. So, but I like what they're doing. Nick Arima in the halves. Well, he's unbeaten in seven games. So
wow,
he's obviously doing something right there. But the next two or three weeks will sort out whether Brisbane are genuine premiership contenders. I believe they can be. I'm not sure, though, at the moment. I need a little bit more convincing.
All right. Good on you, Kevin. We've covered a fair few topics.
Well, how many we got? 10 teams in the eight. We've got 16 playing on grand final day. I better go back to the drawing board and cross it, put a line through a few of them this weekend.
DJ. Cracking grand final day.
It will be outstanding.
We'll be there for hours. Don't worry.
We're looking forward to it. Good on you, Kevy.
Good on you, boys.
Hey, you've pulled up all right considering you had the brothers over.
Yeah, well, you should see some of Karen still lying in bed. Get up, Karen.
That was Friday, by the way.
Don't worry. He was the sensible one out of the three of you.
Well, he's changed, I can tell you.
Good on you, mate.
Good on you.
There he goes, Kevy Walters.